The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Maitland's Kohl's game.
Guy named Joe. Free beer and hot wings. Always a radio game magazine, but Kohl's the games we just had to see. That's more like it.
That's more like it.
That's more like it.
That's more like it.
At Kohl's, mate's been there a while. Finally got a game kind of for a child. That's more like it.
That's more like it.
That's more like it.
That's more like it.
It's time for Maitland's Kohl's game. Maitland's Kohl's game.
I really like the sell at the end.
Yeah.
Makes
yeah.
me happy every time. All right, Maitland's Kohl's game. How did this game come about again? So wait, we got to do the backstory
yep.
every time.
So a couple Christmases ago, not a couple, like seven, I went to Kohl's. My boyfriend really wanted a VR headset. Like
the Meta one, yeah.
yeah.
Oculus at the time.
At the time, yes. I did not have Oculus money, and so I was at Kohl's on Black Friday, and they had...
You had Kohl's cash.
I did. I didn't have Oculus money. I had Kohl's cash, and I was there on Black Friday, and there was this one where they were goggles that you could just snap your phone into, and it could turn your phone into a VR headset. I thought, wow, this is the next best thing. Mm-hmm. He's going to love this.
And it, I mean, it might have been.
Boy, the
I
difference
guess, I don't
between
know.
First and second is vast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it is.
Yeah, it
Sometimes
is.
It is.
It's like a yacht race.
Yeah. And so I... get home that day or go to see him, whatever. We're hanging out. And he's like, yeah, I just ordered an Oculus and comes with this, this, this. I went, God bless America. Like, you always ruin gifts I get for you. I found you a VR thing at Kohl's. And he said, oh, my God, they had Oculus at Kohl's. I said, no, they had this thing. You pop your phone into it. He said,
what was it called? Notulus?
I don't even know.
Opticalus.
But yeah, he said, I think I'm going to stick with the Oculus. You should get your money back, but thank you.
So instead of a sweet VR gaming system,
yes.
for the same money, we got a game that didn't include the answers.
Yes, it's called, it's formally called Joe Name It. But basically all it is we grab cards that say name something with this amount of something.
Mm-hmm.
And you roll the dice and that's the number of some things you're supposed to name. And it's very simple and very easy. But yeah, there's no real rules. So it's a mix of yelling at each other and Googling. I like that.
It's a blast.
It. And if the answer, if it's impossible to answer, like if the die comes up with name six and it's like members of the Backstreet Boys.
Right.
Where there weren't six, then the first to yell no Joe gets the point according
yeah.
to the game rule.
Yeah.
Are we still doing that rule?
Okay.
We can do that.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Try to follow.
Or just scream no!
Yes.
All right. Are you guys ready?
Oh,
ready.
Yeah.
Who would like
ready.
To go first?
I'll go first.
Kelly, name a 5-word baseball team.
No, Joe. No.
The.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
Stop it. Stop it. The New York. Oh, that's Chicago. The Yankees are the New York Yankees. No Joe. No Joe.
Steve.
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say too, Steve. It's mm-hmm. pretty obvious, guys. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Jeez.
Steve with one. Good steal.
All right, Steve, you want to go next?
Yes, please.
All right. I feel like of should be counted.
That's a word.
All right, Steve.
I agree, though. Like, it wouldn't be capitalized in the title of a book or anything.
Name a U.S. president that served three terms.
No, Joe.
Hot wings.
Tommy.
Kelly. Yeah. Hot wings.
That would be Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
No.
Because he served four, technically.
Yeah, he served four.
Like,
included in four.
At least three. I would give
but that, he didn't fully serve the fourth.
He still won it.
He died.
Yeah,
but he served three terms.
Yeah,
he just also served
that's right.
Part of the fourth.
I'll give it to you, Hot Wings.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you.
Was there anyone who served three?
Nope.
It was just like one and two.
He's the only one more than two.
Because after him, they were like, nah, just keep it at two.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it went. Hot Wings.
Yes,
it is.
Nah.
Name six sections of the human brain.
Okay. All right. Let's see. You got the cerebrum, the cerebellum, the frontal lobe,
the bacal lobe,
left hemisphere, the right hemisphere, the squishy underside, and the id. I don't know.
I'm trying to make sure there's actually six.
I don't know that there are technically.
I don't.
Six, but
what about the stem, like the brain stem?
I mean, I don't think that's the brain, though.
According to this image from Johns Hopkins, there's the frontal lobe.
Okay, I got that.
The parietal lobe.
Parietal.
Parietal.
Let me say that. Yeah.
The occipital lobe.
Occipital. Yeah.
The cerebellum.
Such a know-it-all.
That's how you say it.
And the spinal cord.
So, I forgot to do the sounders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I only got a couple.
Solid effort, Hot Wings.
Not really.
Free beer.
Thank you. I would have said top, bottom, inside, outside,
I mean,
left and right.
Name the number of outs in six baseball innings.
Steve.
36.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know squat about baseball.
Well,
so.
There's three outs per side. And each team bats in the inning. So
there is
six
three.
Times six.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, you're wrong.
Like,
it's 18.
Normally, and I don't mean this as a criticism, but normally when somebody says, I don't know anything about baseball, it doesn't rise to not knowing how many outs in an inning.
I just forgot
you
for a minute.
Really don't care.
And that's
fine.
Tommy.
Yo.
Name something with three stripes.
With three stripes?
Mm-hmm.
Kelly. Tony the Tiger.
Steve.
See, that's why the Roosevelt one didn't work, because now you got to give them any. You could name anything with lots of stripes, because it does include three, right?
Yeah. Kelly, you buzzed in.
Adidas.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
that's
much
That's what my mind went to. Damn. But sorry. Tommy, you still get a Tony the Tiger point.
Thank you.
It's great. Oh, all right, Kelly.
Yeah.
Name something with six colors.
Roy G. Biv, the rainbow.
That's seven. Roy and Biv both had three.
I know that, but
and G has.
But in order to have seven, you have to have six.
Yes.
You just
literally
benefited
just
from
did
Tommy
that.
Not getting that same benefit.
Right.
It's the FDR.
The FDR.
No, I know, but we gave somebody else that point for FDR, so we give me a rainbow. He got a Tony the Tiger point. I don't
you get a rainbow
rainbow
point.
Thank you, Maitland.
Does anyone want to buzz in and say something that actually has six colors?
A six-sided, six-colored hexagon.
Free beer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Free beer.
I got one.
Yeah.
The little pie on Trivial Pursuit games.
Oh,
Steve.
I have a real one.
No, there is one. There's six colors.
Okay, Steve. Steve.
Technically, there's seven because the pie is a color, too.
Yeah, stupid.
Oh, Steve.
Piece that
Steve.
It's in.
The pie is the same color as one of the pie pieces.
Pants I wore once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those clicky pins that have all different colors around. There's
four.
Six.
No, no, those are four. Those are five.
Side.
No, they're
three
five.
On each side.
Five.
Point taken back.
This is going great.
This is annoying.
All right, Steve. Name five weekly TV shows that regularly air today.
Oh, that just got harder.
Okay.
This isn't like the old TGI Friday days.
Okay.
Free beer.
the Today Show, NBC Nightly News. Dr. Phil, I'm sure, is on there somewhere. Ridiculousness is definitely on.
Yeah.
That thing airs everywhere all the time.
But didn't you say airs weekly?
Yeah, I did.
That means once a week.
Yeah.
It sure does.
Yeah. You're naming all things that air daily.
That are all dailies, yeah.
But to air daily, you have to air.
No. No. No.
In order for it to be a week, there has to be
see
a
what
day.
You did, Hot Wings?
I didn't do anything. Oh, I know that make was that Steve. Happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I apologize. Yeah.
Free beer, you got one?
I do.
Go for it.
Young Sheldon, mm-hmm. 60 Minutes, Dateline.
That 60 Minutes was Sunday.
Yeah, 60 Minutes is definitely Sunday.
But that's a day of the week.
Yeah.
You said today. Didn't you say today?
That could, that regularly like, air today, like in present time.
Yeah.
Not like
in the 60s.
On Fridays.
Oh, I thought you meant on Fridays. You didn't say presently. You said today.
Impossible.
I'm telling you what I'm
like
telling
today
you.
Today is the present.
Okay, well, you got to finish then.
I'm kind of forgot what I said.
I don't even remember what you're
you said. Date.
You said the Today Show.
Young Sheldon.
Yeah, you said ridiculousness, so you're out.
Oh, yeah. Sunday Night Football. Monday Night Football.
Yep.
Friday Night Boxing.
Perfect.
I thought you were supposed to name six.
Where does Friday
I
Night
named three
Boxing
before
there.
I was interrupted.
Yeah, oh. What channel is Friday
ESPN.
Night Boxing?
ESPN.
And it's called Friday Night Boxing?
It is.
Technically, if it's Sunday Night Football and then Monday Night Football, that's football 2 days in a row.
It's two different shows on two different networks. Okay. If you look at the ratings, right. That's how it shows.
All right. Free beer.
Ooh, I think it's called Friday Night Fights.
Oh, boy.
Well, we'll give it to him. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think so.
You're right. Yeah. Actually.
Name a country or a country's flag.
Wait, I just went. Oh, no, I stole it. Never mind.
Stole it, yeah.
Name a country's flag with... four colors.
Three was the number I wanted. Let's see.
Oh, man.
Red,
yeah,
white,
easy.
Blue. Nope, that's three. Oh, England. Red, white. Nope, still three. Dang it.
Same three as ours.
Iran.
Yeah.
What about
I think that's three,
Kelly,
too.
Kelly, 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 Kelly. Kelly, like, Kelly, Kelly.
Huh? No. Okay, Kelly.
Brazil. Because don't they have black, yellow, green, and then the thing in the middle is blue. Oh, no, it's red. I'm sorry. It's green, yellow, blue, and like white. Yes!
It's true.
Yes.
Kelly's got it.
That's four. Nice.
Wait, did you look it up?
Play the music after I said it. Yeah. Play the damn music.
Tommy.
Sorry. Yes.
You yelled that like a pro wrestler.
I know.
Doing play my music.
Doing a promo to the crowd. Play my music.
So ridiculous.
All right, Tommy, I need you to name two silent movie stars.
Hot Wings.
Oh, Buster Keaton and Charlie the Chaplin.
You say Charlie the Chaplain?
No.
It wasn't a job.
Yeah,
he's not a wrestler.
Charlie my tongue Chaplin. Got in the way. My tongue got in the way.
Charlie the Chaplain.
Charlie the Chaplain.
And Buster the Keaton.
It was only in religious films. Yeah.
Buster's middle name was what? Hyman?
No, it was the.
That was bad, dude.
All right.
Tommy got a point for that?
He did.
Yeah. All right. Way to go, Tom.
All right. Hot Wings.
Yes.
Name the term for the three children born at the same time.
Steve.
Triplets.
Yeah. Yeah. Do the.
Oh.
Wait, you seemed like annoyed that Maitland would ask you that. She didn't choose the question nor the number.
No, I just expect it. Like I'm on this game, I'm always expecting it to be so much more difficult.
That, like it was almost like you didn't believe it.
I wanted her to say it again. Like, can you say that again? Because I feel like this. There should be more.
It's
words.
Like on Minute of Mayhem when the question's like, "Who's buried in Grant's tomb?" You know that kind of thing. Like,
kind
well,
of, yeah.
Seems like a trick. All right, one more. This one's worth double points.
All right, then let me get a better card. And we'll just have anybody buzz in.
Yeah. Okay.
Name the letters corresponding to the phone button. Five.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
One second. How do I Google this to confirm? Phone button letters.
Look at your phone.
Look at your phone.
What, on my phone? Oh, yeah, that little used app, phone. We are all super smart.
Kelly, Kelly, Kelly.
Oh, I already
Steve?
Said Hot Wings.
M-N-O?
Incorrect. Hot wings.
JKL.
JKL.
Oh.
Yes. In JK, your face.
Yeah, JKL.
Hot wings, you win. $3 in Kohl's cash.
Oh, my gosh. Yay. It'll expire by the end of the minute.
I think you can use them on our vending machine.
Guy yes. named Joe.
Oh, another great
Free
round.
Free beer and hot wings. Yeah.
Flawless,
all
as always.
I mean, clear-cut answers.
The games we just had to see. Yep. That's more like it.
That's more like it.
That's more like it.
That's more like it.
Kohl's mate's been there a while. Finally got a game kind of for a child. That's more like it.
That's more like it.
That's more like it.
That's more like it.
It's time for Maitland's Kohl's game. Maitland's Kohl's game.
True or false, Maitland? You were a little bummed by the lack of total participation at the opening of this game when that intro played.
Yes.
I saw you looking around. I was doing it. And she's looking around at you three going, oh, okay. I see how it is.
Yeah. Freebeer was the only one to, that's more like it.
Well, redemption was there.
Thank you, guys.
True, yeah.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.